You know, I relearned an old song today. I promised I would for a longtime viewer, actually. There was a comment on the original video from said viewer, Lala Ja. I think that's what it is. But someone asked maybe a week or two ago to play My Sexy Little Piece of Mind. And I relearned it. I went and wrote down the lyrics because I, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I figured out how to play it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could do this. I remember the song, you know? Like, once you get it back into the, you know, the brain, it's like, okay, I get that. I could do that. So I promised I would relearn it. So I'm going to play that later tonight. I don't think anyone's heard it. I've never played it live. There's one recording of it on the internet. On my tiny little channel that I had where I would do little skate videos and stuff. Certainly not my channel now. But anyway, I'm going to get into it. It's going to be really fun. And, of course, that'll be after the segments. But welcome. It is Friday. You know what that means. It is Jam Night tonight. Very excited about Jam Night. Very, very, very excited about that. I don't know if you noticed, I've got a second Krigler whiskey bottle that I just found online with a nicer label. You can see the label is a little bit more complete. And I'm very excited about that. Check this out. Between the two labels, you can actually see much more of the Krigler and Krigler shield, which is a direct inspiration for my Krigler coffee. I don't know if you know my Krigler. Actually, I can. So this was the inspiration, actually, for the Krigler coffee logo right here, this shield. My mom actually designed the shield for me. And, of course, it came from this old label from Krigler and Krigler whiskey. So, I'm really excited about that. And my cousin actually has an even nicer label. I'm really trying to find a clean, full, intact label. It's so difficult to find because this is like 130 years old, this bottle. I actually have a cool flask, too. This is a glass flask. It says, Merry Christmas, Krigler and Krigler. And then there's the shield right in the center. I'm very excited about that. I love that one, too. I'll go put that back later another time. Anyway, today we're gonna be talking about some really fun stuff. So China supposedly anal probed some U.S. officials. Now, of course, China has since come out and said that no, it never happened. But I'm going to read both articles. I have one that says that they did, one that says that they didn't. Then I'm going to talk about China or COVID a little bit, and just some information about that that's come out. I guess there's this fear-mongering article that basically says this guy got the vaccine and then he got COVID, and it's like. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. We'll get into that. And then we're going to talk about Syria. For those who don't know, if you haven't been paying attention, Syria got bombed by U.S. forces, I guess in retaliation for something that happened a few weeks ago when our forces were attacked. One U.S. soldier was injured. So we're going to talk about that. And then just the fire that created. Man, the internet is going nuts from this whole thing. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into something a little different. There was a march against white supremacy because, oh my gosh, this gives me a headache just thinking about it. Because I don't even see race, right? They make such a race an issue that I have to talk about it, but I don't like it. I don't like talking about it. But they're saying they're marching against white supremacy because of a black man attacking an Asian man. Yeah, and it's absurd, but they're marching against white supremacy because of that. Like, I just, literally everything is white supremacy to these people now, and it is just. It's just ridiculous. I'm at my wit's end with this stuff. So Goodness sakes, we'll talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about Inspiration 4 with, if you don't know what it's about, it's NASA and SpaceX. Well, actually, I don't even know if NASA has anything to do with it. I know SpaceX is basically doing the first ever civilian launch into space. Four lucky people are going to win seats on the Dragon capsule later this year. I definitely entered this contest. I'm very excited about it. And hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed. Of course, I'm sure the chances are really slim, but we're going to talk about that, what it is, and I'm very excited about that. So, and then, of course, I'm going to be jamming at the end of the show. I got a new song. I say new song because you've probably never heard it. Some of you have, actually, because it is on my other channel, my tiny little channel. It's only got, you know, a couple thousand subs, which even is, just to think about it, it's quite a lot. But I did have it on there, and I haven't... I've never played it live, so I just relearned it like 4 hours ago. So I have the lyrics right here. I play it way differently now because, I don't know, music, you kind of evolve musically as the more you play. You know, I have a different demeanor with my music now. You know, the feeling is different. That, you know, it's, I feel more experienced in my music playing. So I'm going to talk about that, and yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Oh, Mike L says, I'm humbled that you featured this silly edit of mine. Love your work and how it brings positivity. Keep it up. Thank you, Mike. That wasn't a super chat. I just saw someone in chat that said that, and I appreciate that a lot. All right, let's get to it. Before we do, if you want to support me, you can check out my website, adamkrigler.net. All my videos are there. You can check out my coffee there, my merch that is coming soon. I actually now officially have merchandise on the site. What it is a sticker. I have a 4-inch square sticker, big dope sticker of Krigler Coffee. Really excited about it. I don't know if you know this about me. I love the stickers. I love stickers. And then, of course, my mom designed this shield. So it's a cool sticker that you can get if you want to support my work even further. You can grab that and stick it around on approved places. I don't know, whatever you'd like to put stickers on. I want to put, so this is actually a friend of mine's tattoo parlor in Brooklyn called Gnostic Tattoo. And I want to get on the other side, I'm going to put the shield of my coffee company. So that's going to be cool. Really excited about it. And maybe I'll give out a few stickers. Who knows? I do give out stickers. If you want a sticker from me, all you have to do is go to my website, adamkrigler.net, and find the P.O. box. It's in multiple places. It's on the main page also, but you can go to the donate section and find my P.O. box. It's P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. And I will. All you got to do is send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a signed sticker from my sticker boxes. I have boxes of stickers. It's ridiculous. And I think once I get my Krigler Coffee stickers, I might just toss some of those in there because why not? You know, because, you know, I like it. Yeah, someone just said, Beamon says, based shield. Based shield. Yeah, it's, I'm pretty excited. Anyway, I'm going to spin this UFO because it is not spinning and that feels like an issue. It just doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Someone said, I voted Biden. Do you know me at all? Oh, that's funny. Anyway, chat, you're great. Love my chat. You guys are fantastic. All right, let's get into this, shall we? All right, first and foremost, this is the this is the headline that I was cracking up when I saw this. U.S. diplomats in China subjected to anal swab testing for COVID-19, State Department says. All right, the U.S. had received assurances from China that the tests were done in error, a State Department spokesperson said. This is, let's see, this may be the, what is this here? Yeah, the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. U.S. diplomats in China were subjected to anal swab tests for COVID-19, the spokesperson confirmed Thursday, adding that a protest had been lodged with the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The United States had received assurances from China that the tests were done in error and that diplomatic personnel were exempt from this specific testing requirement. The department is committed to guaranteeing the safety and security of American diplomats and their families while preserving their dignity. Sorry. Consistent with the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, as well as other relevant diplomatic law provisions, the spokesperson said. The story was first reported by the Washington Post. What a surprise. Oh, of course. Who knows what to believe from that publication. However, Zhao Lingzhang, a spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told a news conference Thursday that he had checked with his colleagues. As far as he knew, China has never asked U.S. diplomats stationed in China to have anal swab tests. So they didn't ask. That's what I'm gathering from this. They didn't even ask. You're getting these anal swabs. That's what I'm getting. My goodness. Some health experts say the anal swab tests are more accurate than nasal and mouth swabs to detect virus traces. These swabs could be more effective because traces of the virus stay in fecal matter for longer time than those in respiratory tract. Dr. Li Tongzheng, a respiratory disease doctor in Beijing, told Chinese state television last month. Ahead of the Lunar New Year's holidays, earlier this month, some Chinese cities used anal swab samples on people to detect potential infections during stepped-up screenings after a spate of regional outbreaks. In mainland China, 89,864 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed since the outbreak began. That's it? Not even 100,000 cases? Wait, I'm sorry, what? Okay, remember, this is China. Chinese numbers that they're telling us. While the death toll has remained unchanged for some time at 4,636 people, according to the data from the country's National Health Commission. Okay, so those numbers got to be BS. And if they're not BS, all it makes me think about is the numbers that we're getting, right? Because I've done many segments on this, so many segments, my goodness. And one of the things that stands out is the lack of other deaths. Look at the flu numbers, the flu death numbers, practically nil for the past 6 months. Why? Because everything was a COVID death. You get hit by a bus if you had COVID, it was a COVID death. If you had a terrible heart disease and you died and you had COVID, COVID death. So literally everything is a COVID death. So what if, mind you, the Chinese numbers are accurate, that there was only 4,636 people that died just because of COVID alone and not from something they were going to die of anyway. Now, this is just speculation, okay? But it really makes you think, right? So yeah, there's, of course, a big old piece saying China denies requiring U.S. diplomats to take anal swab tests. Do you believe them? Do you not believe them? I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't think I believe them. I think they in the other article, they said they never asked these diplomats. Well, we never asked any U.S. diplomats to get this swab. Okay, well, did you tell them they have to or they can't leave the room? You know, did you give them a choice? Why would the U.S. State Department report that they actually had it done? Why? Suddenly, so are we supposed to trust the media in China over the U.S. State Department? I mean, not to say that I trust either one of them 100%, but I mean, if I'm going to have to choose, which would you choose? You know, I think I'm going to go with the U.S. State Department over Chinese media. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to believe the U.S. State Department. Although it's funny because, you know, I was saying, look at those numbers comparing to what we know about the death count in America, about how they fluffed it and how 40% of them were, you know, old people dying. And then look at the percentages of you know, only COVID deaths versus ones that had other symptoms, other things that were, you know, comorbidities that people were getting hit with. So I don't know. It's interesting. You know, and then we got this kind of article. So this is about COVID. It's not really about the anal probe things. I just that was something. I just want to, now we're on the subject. I just want to point this out. Look at this. This is from 538. So you got vaccinated, and then you got COVID. Now what? Oh no! Look at this. All right. Yeah. Blah blah blah. David Flint took his mask off a week into after getting the COVID vaccine, and then he ended up getting COVID. And, you know, he was vaccinated against it, so he assumed he'd be immune. All right, right then and there is already the issue, okay? Your mind state's wrong, man. Getting the vaccine doesn't make you immune. All right. That's not how it works. Okay. You have to think about a vaccine as a weapon, not a shield. People are thinking like, once you get the vaccine, you got this shield. Now you can't like penetrate this shield. No, it's a weapon that helps your body prepare for, you know, COVID hitting your body. Like, okay, you get it. Now your body's ready for it. And even says like he has, let's see. Yes, he was one of the first because he works in hospice services. He'd been fully vaccinated for a week. The odds were in his favor. Yeah, to survive it. So when it does hit his body, he was prepped for it. Of course, the odds are fickle things. Yeah, and he survived this. So they're not talking about... See, they're trying to convince you that the vaccine isn't going to work. When in reality, this article is proving that it worked. It's showing, hey, it actually worked. Like, you know, he was diagnosed and he beat it. It even says here, diagnosed with mostly asymptomatic case of COVID-19. And there you go. So he was like, oh man, he didn't expect to be one of the people who slipped through the cracks. Through what cracks? 95% efficiency to keep you alive. Literally everyone who gets this vaccine is getting a little bit of it in them. Isn't that how vaccines work? You get a little bit of it. It introduces your body. So your body creates those antibodies to be able to beat it. This is from Chet Chisholm. I sent it to him because he's a paramedic in Canada and has sent me many, many, many articles on COVID throughout the past, honestly, for a full year. This guy has been watching, was on the Timcast show. He actually is the one who created the Kriegsville Chronicle. I don't know how many people remember that newspaper. He won the meme contest and it was incredible. Anyway, getting sidetracked. He sent me this because I sent him to this. I was like, wouldn't this article show that it just means he had antibodies in his system to beat COVID? And, you know, doesn't the vaccine introduce some of the virus? These are my questions that I sent him. And this is his response. He goes, yeah, pretty much. The RNA vaccine teaches some cells how to make the spike protein, the antigen, and display it with which the immune system will then target and destroy. This gets the body prepped to fight the virus should it enter the body, as it will recognize those spike proteins as foreign and know how to deal with it. As with any vaccine, it doesn't guarantee you won't get sick, but it should shorten the length of the time you are sick, reduce how sick you will get, and decrease the amount of the virus that you may spread to others as your body is better prepared to ward off the invader. It will vary from person to person, too. People with stronger immune systems will do better than those with weaker ones when vaccinated. Vaccinating those who are most likely to contract the virus and those who are vulnerable first makes the most sense, as it gives them the opportunity to ward off or recover from infection and reduce the likelihood that they give a nasty case of it to others. And he goes on to say, I don't like how this article is written. Comes across as fear-mongering. And I 100% agree. And then, of course, he sent me a lot of interesting stuff on the mRNA vaccines, lots of videos. And Chet, thank you for, you know, your input. You're always a good help to go to for some questions that I have as regarding this kind of stuff. But it's interesting that this is what we're seeing. We're seeing this fear. They're talking about a second and third wave, a mutation, and the vaccine won't even work because it doesn't stop the virus. Well, no one actually... Who was saying that the vaccine was going to stop the virus in the first place? As he just explained, it's not about preventing you from getting it. It's about prepping your body, especially if you're unhealthy. It even says, if you're healthy and you have a strong immune system, there's a 99%... These are the actual numbers. There's a 99% chance of beating it. I think it's higher than that. 99.9996 or some number like that. It's been a while since I've had to look at these numbers. You know, but they say here, the vaccine has a 95% chance of, you know, keeping you alive from it. So why wouldn't we just advocate for being healthy, right? Being healthy and having a strong immune system, getting some sunshine on your face, getting some exercise, getting your blood going, getting oxygen to your muscles and your body so that you can remain healthy. No, no, we need to be artificially kept alive. That's the best. We need the vaccines because they're 95% efficient. Trust the science. Trust the silence. The silence. Yeah. That was a slip, but it actually kind of fit, doesn't it? Look, all this, the term trust the science, you know, someone asked on Twitter today, said, what does trust the science even mean? And my response was, it means shut up and obey. Shut up and accept the truth that we're giving you. You know, they use it whenever is convenient. Well, here's an interesting article about COVID that I found. Sex differences in immune responses. So this came out the 22nd of January. Plenty of time to do much research. Evidence increasingly indicates that male sex is a risk factor for more severe disease and death from COVID-19. Male bias in COVID-19 mortality is observed in nearly all countries with available sex disaggregated data. And the risk of death in males is 1.7 times higher than in females. So wait, hold on, wait. If I am to gather this correctly, the science on COVID has nothing to do with, you know, gender, all right? But I'm going to bring it in because this was a hot topic yesterday that I was talking about with Carlin. This is science proving that there's a more differences between biological males and biological females. I trust the science. Gosh, I want to trust the science, and I do trust the science, actual science. You know, when you look at what's going on, you have the different studies that are going on. There, plenty of studies have been going down. Someone just said COVID is sexist. Yeah, maybe it is, but it's proving that there's two genders. This is proof. This is science right here. This is the science. There's a difference in the mortality rates between men and women. It doesn't take into account non-binary people because everyone's born one way or another. Now they're on Facebook or they're on Twitter today going, gender reveal parties are sexist or transphobic because you're forcing gender onto a child. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. All right. I'm kind of bouncing between the subjects, and this was all about Chinese anal probes on U.S. officials, but, you know, I was like, I haven't talked about COVID in a little while, and I wanted to just bring that out and show you guys. Let's talk about Syria, shall we? Syria, my goodness, got bombed. Syria has been bombed. It is ridiculous. Here, let me move these to the back. Okay. There we go. So, yeah. I don't know if you've heard. Joe Biden completes the rite of passage for any American president bombing the Middle East. Excuse me. I mean, it's true. I mean, right? It's kind of a troll title, but it sums it up so well. My goodness, that's really, that's basically what it is, isn't it? This is it. The new administration made its first boom boom in Syria on Thursday, sent its first explode-a-gram message, which is now a rite of passage for presidents of both parties. I know that the effort to delegitimize the election was unprecedented and violent. Gosh, they have to slip that in at literally every single article about anything. It's literally in every single article. Oh my gosh. And that it continues to this day, but you're not really a president of the United States until you've blown something up in the Middle East. Of course. Washington Post. The Washington Post. I can't stand that publication because they're so biased. It's insane. Another subject. I'm going to stay on this Syria stuff. The attack on the border crossing station in eastern Syria, the first lethal operation ordered by the Biden administration against Iran's network of armed proxies, was authorized in response to recent attacks against American and coalition personnel in Iraq and to ongoing threats, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said. It was apparently as limited strike could as it could be, and at least this administration isn't going to be pounding its chest for the next 3 years about it. Wow. I mean, they can't write an article about what's going on without stabbing at Trump and his policies. Yeah, he did peace in the Middle East. All right, he was crafting peace. Yeah, okay. Everyone's like, well, he killed Soleimani. It's like, yeah, he killed him with a precise, like, non-explosive, you know, this thing was insane. I forget the name of it. I'm sure chat's going to be like, it's this kind of bomb. But if you look at the car that he was in, it was like, it wasn't even exploded. It was just it just looked like it imploded, like something big old, like a heavy, sharp object landed on it. It was pretty insane. Yeah, of course. God, I can't stand this craziness. Let's see. But the logic of our policy in that part of the world remains frustratingly circular as well as frustratingly extra constitutional, as Daniel Larson points out on the electric Twitter machine. To sum it up, we have to bomb targets in Syria without authorization to protect the troops that are in Iraq without authorization to order, or in order to pursue an unauthorized anti-ISIS mission that is really just an excuse to keep troops in the country for anti-Iranian reasons. We have to defend our wanted troops' presence in one country by attacking targets in yet another country. Sounds unrelated to self-defense in the United States, but who can say? My goodness, man, this is, let's see if chat has the name of that. No, it's not Orange Missile. You guys are, yeah. And someone said Trump never pounded his chest over any war, like, well, he swore, but I mean, that's the truth. It's ridiculous. Like, he was trying to create peace in the Middle East, and he did. And this is ridiculous. You know, Ron Paul came out and said, and this Jen Psaki says, also, what is the legal authority for strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. And Rand Paul, man, I love this dude. I condemn meddling in Syria's civil war. I also condemn attacking a sovereign nation without authority. What authority does POTUS have to strike Syria? Perhaps someone should ask his press secretary today. No one's going to ask her that. They give her easy things. And if they're too difficult, she's going to circle back to it anyway. She's not going to, you know, talk about it. Jack Posobiec basically called it out that the Democrats were trying to meet with Biden, the Biden administration today, and they denied him. He probably called a lid. Sorry. It's ridiculous. This is what everyone's pissed about. As Americans wait for $2,000 checks, Biden has no problem bypassing Congress to bomb Syria. I mean, this was a meme. This was a meme going around. Where is it? This is one of them that was... I mean, dude, seriously. Someone actually tweeted this out. This is a real tweet. Someone said, we didn't flip Georgia blue so that Biden could bomb Syria. We flipped Georgia blue so we can get our $2,000 checks. What? You did it for money? You did it because you're greedy? You did it because you thought that you were just going to get $2,000? And then Biden actually got in and was like, well, it's actually, you already got $600, so we're going to give you $1,400 now. What? So you voted for this man because you thought that he was actually going to give you $2,000 checks? I mean, they basically came out and said that. We're going to give you money to if you vote for us. I mean, that is like very borderline illegal to me. Like, you know, that's essentially saying, I'll give you money to... No, it literally is saying that. I'm going to give you money if you vote for me. That's not legal. I can't come up with the law right now, but I'm pretty sure that's very illegal. And I don't know if we can do something about that, but it's bonkers. Let's see. And then, of course, Biden's going to give a full classified briefing next week. Next week, we're gonna discuss, and I'll explain why I did all these things that I did. We even have these tweets are just ridiculous. It's good to have an administration that is upfront and, you know, isn't going to, you know, complain on Twitter about stuff. It's like, what? You know, no one's happy about what happened, right? Literally, no one's happy about you know, the Biden administration. Democrats are like, yo, you should talk to us about what's going on. You know, people are now people are now sending all these tweets that Kamala Harris has put out. I was watching Eric July earlier, and he had a tweet from Joe Biden's account, and I went to go find it, but it was a picture. But Joe Biden's account has been scrubbed past, I don't know, like October or something, 2020. So it was in February, like February 7th, a little over a year ago. Biden was saying something like, you know, if you're like, how dare you, you know, bomb Syria? We need a president that's going to diplomatically some sort of shenanigan like that. It's like, you sound out. The hypocrisy is, it's just too easy to find now. You know, you open your eyes and you see Democrats being hypocritical about literally everything they do. What's true for me is not true for you. We're better than you are, and we act like it all the time. It's just bonkers. I love this. Babylon Bee, man. I love Babylon Bee. They always put a smile on my face. Proud Obama awards his Nobel Peace Prize to Biden for bombing Syria. I love it. President Joe Biden has, in his first 100 days, hit a milestone for every American presidency, bombing the Middle East. It's just like, it's a joke, but it's also so sad. It's just so sad. And the memes are aplenty, man. We will bomb the Middle East, but with diversity. We'll use diverse bombs to make sure that everything's good. Now, this one's a little more spicy. This meme, shout out to the meme makers out there because they're great. This one sums it up perfectly. We don't want no pipeline in New York or in America because, you know, that's bad. I mean, we've already had a truck that was shipping oil crash and burn, like, I think it burned for like 4 days straight. Okay, that's because that oil was supposed to go through a pipeline, but now it's not there anymore. So, sorry, sucks to be, you know, on the road. What's this? What's this right here? Wait, let me zoom in a little bit. What is that? Is that a pipeline going right through the middle of Syria that's going down? Huh. Interesting. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. I could say it a million times. But that's what it is. It's all about the money, man. It's all about the powers that be to make money. Well, we can't have America being self-sufficient, you know, energy independent for the first time in like 60 years. Yeah, good luck with keeping that going. You think that's going to happen? No way. No way. That pipeline, look, don't get me wrong, all right? I would love to move past fossil fuels. I would love that. I don't want to move on to what they say is green energy. Because guess what? It's none of it's green, all right? All of it's dirty, all right? Wind energy, those things have to be built to withstand hurricane-like winds so that they make those things indestructible. And guess what? They're indestructible. So when they finally need to be replaced, they don't break down, okay? Or silicon. It still needs to be mined out of the earth. Nothing we do is clean. Everywhere you look, doesn't matter what it is, it's dirty, okay? We need to create new energy, okay? Move towards a new future. Green energy, get out of here with that BS. That's people on the left trying to manipulate everybody to think that somehow it's cleaner when it's not. It's equally as bad for the environment, period. Everything we're doing is bad for the environment, all right? Everything we do, all right? Everything. Me buying this microphone or that UFO is bad for the environment. You going out to buy clothes. Everything is this pipeline that we've built. Like pipeline meaning like from, you know, growing on the earth to be putting through this process of factories, selling, shipping around the globe. Now we have to have oil come in, put on ships, and be shipped using oil, you know, creating all this stuff. We get where do you think computers come from? Where do you think, you know, these windmills come from? Where does all this stuff come from? It comes from mining the earth. We got to get out to space so we could start mining that incredible 10,000 quadrillion dollar worth asteroid that's floating around out there. We got to get to that and mine that and bring those materials back so that we don't have to mine the Earth. That's what we really need to do. If we need to save the planet, we got to move on to a new energy source. A new energy source. And we're not there yet. People are too focused on the complete wrong things. All right, I'm going on a rampage right now. You know, sometimes I can't help myself because this kind of stuff is ridiculous. It's all about, man, Syria is right in the center. It's right in the center, man. And that's what they want to do. They want to take over. They don't want to give us money. They don't want to give you that $2,000 check. They don't care about you. They care about making money and maintaining their power, their control. That's what it's about. Yeah. All right, I'm over it. I want to move on. I want to give a quick shout out to the Hoteps. Hoteps been told you. I don't know if you guys know about Hotep Nation, Hotep Jesus. They had the Grifties Award, and it was hilarious. If you don't know about the Grifties, I'm about to teach you something. This is their official website, grifties.com. Now, this is hilarious, okay? This is interactive. They actually have the original Grifties. You guys should check it out. It's only 30 minutes long. It's a little loud. Only 30 minutes long. It's hilarious. All right. It's Uncle Hotep and Hotep Jesus presenting the Grifties. They have some special guests. Eliza Blue. She was on my show a couple times. She's part of the Grifties. Patriot Jay. He actually hosts the Grifty Music. And in fact, won the Grifty of the War of the Year for music. Congratulations, by the way, Patriot. I see you doing a lot of big things out there. I'm really happy for you. But you can just, vote yourself. It's either an up or a down, and you can do whatever you want. It's pretty great. And look, they got some of the greats here. We got Sean King, of course, AOC, Lincoln Project. That's huge. Bill Gates, Ian Miles Chong, all these greats. If you don't know who they are, you should definitely find out. I mean, we got, all the way down. Let's see. We even got Tim Pool on there. Yep, we got, everyone is on here. Look, Elon Musk, Wendy O, James Lindsay's on there. I think our girl Carlin's in here somewhere. I'm going to see if I can find her. David Chappelle, Mark Zuckerberg, of course, Mr. Potato Head. There she is, Carlin Borisenko. Congratulations for making the Grifty list. That's pretty huge. Amber Turd is on there. That's cool. Robin DiAngelo. She definitely needs to get up there. Hotep Jesus is grifting. I don't know about that. Hasbro is definitely grifting. Let's see. We got Oreo cookies. Robin DiAngelo for sure. She's a super grifter. Man, this is great. So feel free to go to grifties.com. I'm not doing a segment. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a fun, I don't know. If you want to go help vote, this one's hilarious. Gorilla Glue Girl, absolutely a grifter. It's good. Go to the grifties.com and watch the video of the original Grifties. It's definitely funny and worth it. They make fun of a lot of these grifters out there. And it's really good. So check it out. All right. Now I want to talk about this ridiculous march. I saw this story, and I've had a lot of guests this week, so I haven't really been able to touch on this, but I wanted to point out the craziness of this. I don't understand how brainwashed these people are. Look at this. Activists march in downtown Manhattan against white nationalists after black suspect slashes an Asian. Hundreds of people took to the streets. It's insane. In downtown Manhattan on Saturday to protest against white nationalism. Strangely enough, this protest took place apparently because of violence by an African-American man against an Asian man. Wait, but what does that have to do with white nationalism? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. NYC protest updates. Several hundred people from Washington Square Park unite against white nationalism rally are now marching through Chelsea. This protest is in response to an anti-Asian AAPI violence happening in New York and across the country. What? But that doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with white people at all. That probably had nothing to do with race either. Seriously. It's like they're making everything about race. And not only that, they're making white people as like the villains for not even has no, there's no white person in this story. That's like, stop making everything about race. Stop it. It's ridiculous. You're grifting. You're grifting out there. These people are literally grifting on this whole white nationalist thing. It's like, oh, well, we have a common enemy. It was Orange Man Bad for the longest time. Now they're being conditioned to make it against white supremacy. When white supremacists, like, who's a white supremacist? The only white supremacist I see is Robin DiAngelo teaching her class that says white people are supremacists. She literally is teaching that. That's what that course is saying. She's teaching that that's the way that they think. The far left, these crazy left extremists trying to convince people that white people are somehow superior. Look, nobody is superior. Nobody. Nobody. I've said this so many times, I'm getting so sick of saying it, but it feels like I need to keep saying it because people need to hear it. Because this kind of stuff is ridiculous. Several hundred people unite against white nationalism? Like, what? Gosh, look, they got their own... Look, it's... You know, it's like, oh, man, yeah, it's a shame the dude got slashed. Because a human slashed another human, period. Period. You put race into it, you're creating a stereotype. You're manipulating the way people see the story. You're pulling on people's emotional strings. That's it. That's the only reason they do this kind of stuff. And now they're slamming white nationalism into it. Like, why? Look, they talk about it even further. Had his face slashed in a brutal knife attack. But there is no evidence about white nationalism had anything to do with the incident. In fact, the suspect happens to be, you know, an Afro-descendant individual. Do you see how they... What is that? An Afro-descended individual. Gosh, my gosh. And thus unlikely to have any... All the way at the bottom, they throw that in there. Yeah, exactly. Ian Miles Chung coming in hot. He's the one I actually saw this story from, and I was like, geez, this is ridiculous. Look, this is another thing. This is another story that happened. An 84-year-old Vicha Radhapakdi, actually, I believe he's passed away since this. I don't know if it says here. I'm pretty sure this man has actually succumbed to his injuries from this attack. Another sign saying, let's unite against white nationalism. When it wasn't even a white person. Look, it doesn't matter what race you are. If you're going to attack some person unprovoked on their driveway because it's some 84-year-old person, you're an a-hole. I don't care what color your skin is. That's a terrible thing to do. But then to now whip up a frenzy with emotional saying it's white nationalism, like this is a problem. These people are the extremists. These people are the ones instigating violence, instigating segregation, instigating racism. This is them pushing racism down everyone's throats. And I won't have it. I'm going to continue to talk out against this kind of stuff because it's ridiculous. You should be pissed off because this is spreading the hate, okay? This is pushing more hate around the country. You know, just, well, yeah, let's blame all the others. You know, look, I saw this other story. Female subway assailant tells Penn Station victim, God bless you, as she stabbed him in the back. I'm not going to even show you the story because I don't want to bring up their race at all. All right. But I just posted it and said, unite against white nationalism. I'm assuring you, or I bet you can guess that it wasn't a white person that stabbed the victim. And it wasn't. But I'm not going to bring it up. But this meme sums it up very good. Why would white supremacists do this? It's like, you're being manipulated. All these people are being manipulated. They want us fighting each other. They don't like that us to get along. They don't want us getting along. Hello? Sounds like someone knocked on my door. Anyway, look, if you haven't smashed that like button, smash that like button. All right? I want some serious smashing. Whoa, this UFO definitely needs a spin, doesn't it? Hmm? I'm going to spin this here UFO. Spin, 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 spin. All right. I want to talk about something nice. I love this. Talk about something cool. Space. The final frontier. Is it not loading? Come on. All right. I don't know if it's loading, but let's see if I can. Come on. Why doesn't it never load? There we go. Inspiration 4. Inspiration 4. Have you guys heard of this yet? The first all-civilian mission to space. I absolutely... Oh, look at that. I want to see that. This is what you would see sitting in the Dragon capsule. I'm very, very excited about this. Here's how you can support. You basically donate. All right? I have donated. I have my chance out there. There was a Super Bowl ad. Where's their countdown? Here is the Dragon capsule seats that lucky winners are going to be able to win. I am super, super excited. If you look closely, you can see me in behind that glass. You got to look real close, but you can actually see me back there. And that's I'm just putting it into the air that I'm going to be winning this contest. And they are going to pick the winners in 1 day and 23 hours. And wait, let me check the other. 1 day, 23 hours, 42 minutes, and 13 seconds. 12, 11, 10 seconds. All right, so in 2 days' time, it's going to be Sunday night. So I would have done this live because it's very, very right on when my show is going to be. But it's a Sunday night, so I'll know Monday if I get it. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to ask you guys, maybe put some energy into the air for me. Put some energy in there to maybe just hope that I get it. I would freak out. It was my childhood dream to go to space, to be an astronaut. I was going to join the Air Force and move on to, try to pilot spacecraft. And that's what I wanted to do. If you don't know by now, I love space. I love thinking about the future of human society, living in space, food, you know, energy, power, all this stuff. And I just love that. I think it's a future that we should move towards. It's something that can unite us all. There's going to be, once we get into space, it's going to open up actual jobs. We're going to have millions of jobs out in space, you know, hopefully one day that'll be a norm. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime, but this would be a dream of mine come true if I get this. So I no joke, I would be bawling. I would be so happy. I would start crying, and I wouldn't care who saw it. It would mean so much to me to see this kind of to see this sight. I mean, this sight right here is incredible. Wait, where is it? Look at that. That's what you'd see if you were up on there, man. just the thought of thinking about it. But look, if you haven't donated yourself, go donate. If someone out there won and then said, "I won because you asked me to go support," I will live vicariously through you, and I would be super hyped for you, because I mean, it's donating to St. Jude. It's a good cause. So even if you donate a little bit because of my show, I would feel like I did a little something too, because that's pretty good. Anyway, I'm really excited. Anyway, I hope I get it anyway, because I want to go to space. I want to go to space. All right, I'm going to get into some super chats. It's a little early, but I want to jam on some music later, and maybe some people have asked me to play some songs, and I will do that. I'm Not Your Buddy Guy says, "Did you see the Canadian Tire video where a bunch of employees wrestled and put a guy in a chokehold for not wearing a mask?" Really? They put him in a chokehold because he wasn't wearing a mask? I mean, I'm not really surprised at that. I am not sure. Yeah, whatever. That sucks. Matt Granger, thank you for becoming a member. I appreciate that a lot. Andrew says, do you think the moon could be an ancient Dyson sphere? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Dyson spheres are around energy, you know? So, you know, like usually a Dyson sphere would be built around a star, right? To collect all of the energy that the star is putting out there. So what would the moon have been built around? That could have been a tiny mini star. But I don't think that would be, I don't think that's the case. So, no, I don't think so. Jonathan says, my two-year-old daughter is having open heart surgery in 4 weeks. The prep has sucked. Jonathan, that is, I'm so sorry that you have to go through that. And I hope that everything goes according to plan and that she comes out of this stronger than ever. And nothing, you know, nothing happens other than exactly what they need to happen. And everything goes perfectly as far as her surgery goes. So I wish you well. I wish her well. And yeah, everything's going to be good. Mostly Peaceful Fascist says, have you seen the Chinese A-swab introduction video? No. No, I haven't seen that. No, I'm not your buddy guy says, I'll tell you what. China would never have tried that with Trump. Sometimes it's good to have a bully on your side. I mean, that's what Tim said for the longest time. It's like, you know, it's like having the bully on your side, and now we don't have him on our side anymore. White Lasagna says, I don't always use the U.S. Postal Service, but when I do, they're late with my stuff. Seriously, I want my Krigler coffee already. Play green tea, please. I can play green tea for you. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, let me do I'll do it at the end of the Super Chats. So green tea is first. Play green tea first for White Lasagna. Also, White Lasagna, every time I see you, it really makes me want to roll this here die that you got me. So I'm going to roll it. You guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. The guesses should be coming in anytime soon. I'll be keeping an eye out for them. So Reveresco says, science says hydroxychloroquine works. You can buy it over the counter in most other countries. Right, but then you wouldn't really need a vaccine, then, would you? I mean, they really, really want everyone to have this vaccine, and that scares me a lot. Make 1984 fiction again says, Kamala tweet in 2018 and Jen Psaki tweet in 2017 trashing are gold right now. I hope she gets asked the hard questions this coming week. She's not going to get asked these questions, man. It's not going to happen. They softball her every single time. Without question, and it's ridiculous. All right, I'm looking at these numbers. They're rolling in. There it is. There it is. I'm just going to check to make sure no one else guessed this. It's 16. Congratulations, Elizabeth. You are the winner of the dice game. You win absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Don't spend it all in one spot. Let's see. Corporal Giroro says, can we call power disappointment with Biden's remorse. Can we call power disappointment with Biden Biden's remorse? Oh, okay. Biden's remorse. That's not bad. It's almost like buyer's remorse, but Biden's remorse. Jason Dixon says, hey, Adam, can I shamelessly plug my friend Donnie the Don? She's running for Arlington, Texas mayor. She is the new kind of conservative we all have become. www.donnieformayor.com. We follow each other on Twitter. She is a firecracker, to say the least. I've been following her for a long time. Pardon me. And she's fantastic. And I hope her well, because she is very outspoken. She's smart, and she's exactly what this country needs: a younger generation in politics. Exactly what I've been talking about for a long time. So. James Van Voris says, read before... okay, hold on. Okay. Well, I mean, I can... All right, read before you play. Cheers to Adam Chat, bottles up. New game for Jam Night. Play the first song mentioned in chat and go. Well, I will. It's Green Tea. It was already mentioned before that. And congratulations, Jason, for winning the Dice Day game at the beginning of the show. You know, everyone gets a shout out, so you won. So I want to say congratulations to you. Turk says, have you been a victim of a crime by a black man yet blame it on white supremacy? Drink some Krigler coffee. Why? Why not? Spin it. Hoorah. See, I don't like that one as much, Turk. That's racial and stupid. I don't like racial things, you know? It's I get it though, is part of the segment that I was doing, but still, it's like Andrew says Dyson sphere around a planet molten core? Maybe. Yeah, that's what it could have been, right? 1.21 gigawatts says, I too dreamed of space as a youngster. Later finding out I was partially colorblind, may the almighty Elon grant you passage to the stars. Thank you very much. Yes, same thing happened to me. I'm partially colorblind, and that's what that ended that whole thing. So I am bummed. Kim Lala Joe, I see you in chat. How you doing? I actually want to let you know, I went and learned my sexy little peace of mind. I said it in the beginning of the show that I will be playing it. I just wanted to, you are the person I believe who asked me for it to play it. And I even went back on my other YouTube channel and I saw you comment on it. And I even responded to you saying I was going to relearn it months ago and I never did. I officially have relearned the song. I have all the lyrics written down, so I'm going to be playing it shortly. Let's see. Canadian Combat Wombat the Third said, "Can you going to talk about people getting sexually assaulted by federal employees in Trudeau's quarantine hotels? Is that happening? I don't know much about that, but my goodness. Let's see. Alpha Zero Omega says, "Have you heard heard you play the Chicago song the other week. Could you treat us with another rendition, please?" Sure, yeah. In fact, I think I did a very slow version of it last week. I'm pretty sure it was just like a really mellow version. So maybe I'll play more of the original version. Kim's in chat saying, yes, it was me. That's awesome. Yep, I'm going to rock that song out for you later tonight. Kasperia says, the next roll of the dice is 5 because I got my... I just got my shout out just now. All right. Let's see it. If I roll a die, a five, that's going to be a pretty insane. Wow. It was so close. 5 is right next to it. So obviously it's not a 5. I would have announced it immediately if you did get it. It is not a 5, but I did roll the die. So you guys know the deal. Go ahead. Get guessing. Santa's Balls says, how would you tell the difference between your donkey appendage and the airline? My goodness, I don't know. Are you gonna super chat me the answer? I'm not sure. Anyway, oh, we got the numbers rolling in here. All right, numbers are rolling in. Let's see. Well, obviously, it's not a 5, so no one should guess 5. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the numbers. All right. If you're just listening, you could be guessing 2 in your head, and then of course, if you did guess the correct number when I announce it, you can, you know, secretly believe that you've won. Elizabeth again. Wow. This is a first. No one has ever won the dice game 2 times in a row. Elizabeth, it is 18. What is going on? She's some sort of wizard. And congratulations. You won again. That's pretty incredible. Good job. You must practice a lot at guessing. All right. I'm just going to spin that UFO for you. Because you won twice, and that's pretty incredible stuff. So, all right. Let's see. I'm going to get into a couple songs here. All right. So, I've got a few songs on the docket. I'm going to play Green Tea first to open it up. It's a little mellow. And then I'm going to play My Sexy Little Peace of Mind. It's an old song that I relearned today. It's at least 10 years old. I haven't played this song in a very long time. I played it a few times earlier today, but this is called Green Tea. It's a song about addiction that I wrote a long time ago. All right. Mr. Squiggle says, Biden said the N-word accidentally while reading teleprompter during Munich Security Conference. I know, it's ridiculous. Thank you.
green tea sundaes, impure breaking of the dawn, lazy morning, roll back over sleep till noon or the afternoon. Something has got a hold on me. Lazy weekend, impure breaking of the law. I'm cloudy yet weightless, suppressing all those things I do, but I shouldn't do. Something's got a hold on me. You used to draw me pictures in the dark and erase them with a smiling face. Too bad all those dreams seem to fade. Haunting green tea, impure breaking of my mind, the silent excuses. I know I sometimes lose control. That was the start of it all. Something's got a hold on me. You used to draw me pictures in the dark and erase them with a smiling face. Too bad all those dreams seem to fade away.
All right, and that is Green Tea. You know, I just realized that it's Friday night jam night, and I haven't had any whiskey. I have a little whiskey right now. We're talking about, it's funny, Jason just super chatted, said, beer's fine, but liquor's quicker, especially with Krigler, as I'm pouring myself a little bit of whiskey. Thank you so much. Next song I'm about to play, cheers, everyone. It's for Kim. This is called My Sexy Little Peace of Mind. I haven't played in a while, so I have the lyrics right here. I didn't want to mess up the lyrics. All right, this is a song I haven't played in a long time, so bear with me. I'll take my pinky rings off for this one.
You should have seen the way her 16 stares of fears that day. Well, I'll make it up to you. Just tell me what to say. Well, I can't stay the night. You might make me change my mind. Last thing that I want's to fight. I just wanna do what's right. Get up and tell me what you wanted to hear. By now, I deserve one or the other. I know sometimes it's hard to choose between the heart and the mind. You were what I needed to find my sexy little peace of mind. Behave like that. I never tried to hold you back, but all the things that we could be made me want to try some time. And oh, sure, it's crossed my mind. I'd say every single time that you chose to walk away, I never had that chance to say, get up and tell me what you wanted to be. By now, I deserve one or the other. I know sometimes it's hard to choose between the heart. What I needed to find my sexy little piece of mind, my sexy little piece of mind. Feels like I've lost the chance to say how much. After all, we've come so far to throw it all away. Oh, you were what I needed to find my sexy little piece of mind. Oh, my sexy little piece of mind.
That is my sexy little piece of mind that I forgot about. It's an old tune of mine. I appreciate that. Let's see. Johnny says, good show, Adam. One spin of the UFO, please. Coming right up for you, Johnny. Coming right up. Coming right up. And yeah, if you really like that song, you can go out and thank Kim Lalajo, because that's... She's the reason why I relearned that song to play it for you just now. Bradley, thank you for that super chat. I be ripping them. What up, dog? Says, please play Farting With You. I love the lyrics. I've been passing gas so long. Now I'm farting with you. It's a beautiful song. That sounds like a Weird Al version of that. That's pretty funny. Before I do that, I have to play another song. What did someone ask for? Oh, no. Someone asked for a song, and I forgot what it was. Help me out, people. What song was I supposed to play? I played Green Tea. I played My Sexy Little Piece of Mind. I'll play Walking With You. That's a good one. Turk says, great song that Kim requested. That was great, Adam. Thank you, Turk. I appreciate that. Oh, that's all right, Kim. I appreciate you just showing up for me. Oh, that's what it was. Dance to Chicago. Yes, thank you, Black Magic. Black Magic reminded me. Thank you so much. Yeah, Dance to Chicago. I'm going to do Dance to Chicago, and then I'm going to do Walk With You for Ivy Rippenham. It's going to be the original song. Let's see. Yeah, Chicago. Thank you, everybody. I'm gonna play the original version.
down. I'll race you down the stairs of red.
Sloppy, but fun. JT says, super chat on behalf of Kim Lala Joe. Great recommend. Thank you so much, JT. That's awesome. And Kim, I definitely see you out there in chat, and I appreciate you. Let's see. Batgoat says, thanks for sending us into the weekend in a groovy state of mind. You rule. Thank you, Batgoat. I appreciate that a lot. That's kind of my jam, right? I love jamming on a Friday. Walking with you. I took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a peace of mind. Face life and land up on their feet, talking about those little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like sunshine and rain, a fresh coffee to start your day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. Walking with you, I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you, I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you, I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. All good dogs and men are on their way. Cause they're trying to find a peace of mind. Yeah, peace life beyond its insanity. Talking about those little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like sunshine and rain, a fresh coffee to start your day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. And I felt it from the start. A connection from the start. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. Well, now I'm walking with you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. You guys are the best. Vladstein says, as always, great show. Would be awesome to hear your version of Wagon Wheel by Old Crown Medicine Show. Remember, true happiness is found in appreciating the small things in life, not overlooking them. I agree. It's all about the little things, isn't it? Right? I can't do covers. I don't do the covers. I did do covers on my 100th episode. I will probably do another cover show on my 200th episode, which is 70 episodes away. I mean, we're trucking through this second 100. I'm very excited about it. Brandon Thompson says, love your work, man. Do a flip. I will do a spin for you. How about that? Turk says, dang, walking with you was so, so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd be ripping them again, says, and the gas is flowing to this classic. Very nice. I'm glad that it's flowing, that you enjoy it. All right, what should I play next? What should I play next, everybody? I you know what? I keep seeing Hindsight, and this is, yeah, Zach, I see you. I got you, dog. I got you, Zach. I'm going to play some Hindsight here. It's called Hindsight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm stuck answering all your phone calls. I'm stuck answering all your phone calls again. Whoa, again. Should I answer it? I'll just hang up on you. Should I answer it? I'll just hang up again. Again, again, always again. It feels like I'm locked up in your phone calls nearly every single night. I know we've had this conversation at least a million times. It's not my job to make sure that everything's right. I knew you were trouble, Will. It's always 2020 when it's in your hindsight. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on the phone again. I feel my mind slip away. 'Cause we're still arguing. I don't know what else to say. So I hung up the phone. A same routine every day. Yeah, with you. Whoa, with you. I'm locked up in your phone calls nearly every single night. I know we've had this conversation at least a million times. It's not my job to make sure that everything's right. I knew you were trouble, Will. It's always 2020 when it's in your hindsight. It's always 2020 when it's in your hindsight. Trouble, Will. It's always 2020 when it's in your hindsight.
All right, that is Hindsight, another one of my older tunes. All right, Patrick, thanks for tuning in. Have a good night. I just saw someone leaving. Let's see, Short Buzz Dave, it's been a while. If $15 is going to be minimum wage / livable, then my mom's SSD should average 15 an hour for 40-hour work week, then only fair. Yeah, that whole thing. That's a whole conversation right there, isn't it? Silver Sister says, more of this music. Thank you, Silver. I will continue playing some music because I still got some stuff to play. Benjamin Fitzgerald says, tracks on Spotify when... It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. I will definitely do it. Words in a Book is not mine, Diana, although technically I probably could play it.
Remember when we used to fight for peace? A million dollars only on TV screens.
I don't remember exactly. I don't remember exactly how to play that one. But it's not mine. So Batgoat says, on behalf of chat, we would love to purchase a CD of these songs. Thank you, Batgoat. I know I have to do it. I spend my time doing both of my shows. I have two shows that I run. I've got my Twitch show and then my YouTube show. Between those two shows, any extra time, I tend to spend it with Nishra. So this is Tim's best song. I do love that song a lot. I don't have the lyrics, so maybe I will bring it next time. I have the lyrics in the other room. Nishra has them, but maybe I'll do that. This is called Freely.
Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic, don't forget it. It'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside.
Cheers, everybody. Make 1984 fiction again just simply says 100. Thank you so much. That's awesome. That is awesome. Love is the key. Yes, Alberto, you get it. Exactly. The forge.
You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible. On how you handle change, hold yourself accountable. find who you are. Welcome to the fortune. Are you the same? Are you different? Burn down the flames of your existence. Will we all burn the same? There's no difference. But we must learn to live with our decisions. Blessing or a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. Are you?
Yeah, that one, man, I love that. I love that one. That one's fun. I don't even know. The mic seemed to be peaking a little bit, but it kind of fits that the aggression of that song. It's very aggressive, like, Where do you find the song? Friday nights on my show. Black Magic, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you, chat. Shout out to chat. You guys are the best. Best chat on all of YouTube, hands down. Talking about all of you right now. Best chat in all of YouTube. Kim says, I think this is Adam's best song, even though She's Just is my personal favorite. You know what? Other people are asking for She's Just. I think Nuclear, right as I said it, Nuclear came in hot with a She's Just. All right, I'll play She's Just. Turk says, Adam chat is strong. We support each other. Love. I agree. Krigler coffee, when you're feeling tempered. I like that, Chrissy. Very nice, very nice. All right, this is She's Just.
It's just gone too far, she said, as she took another drink at the bar. Tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop. I never knew when to stop. She was sitting in the corner, trying to pick up her pride. They didn't disown her. Oh, but she wished that they had tried. Been gone 3 summers, made all the difference in the world. At least 10 years older in her mind, but that's alright. Moved to California, out to live that Western dream. But her Eastern persona wouldn't ever, ever let her be. She always end up missing home. Missing home. So many before her, she's just another face in the crowd. It
It's becoming clearer to her, but she's not ready right now. She's not ready to go. Intentions grew bolder. Impatience picked up steam. Too many people told her you have to stay and take what's in your reach. I won't just stand here watching all my plans fall through, 'cause I've discovered it's all about the time I use. Moved to California out to live that western dream, but her eastern persona wouldn't ever, ever let her be. She always ended up missing home. She always ended up missing home. Drink at the bar. To tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop.
There we go. That is She's Just. Montana Horseman says, thanks for another great week of streams, Adam. Your devotion earns our devotion. Old and new friends in chat, love to y'all, love to you all, and thanks for being here. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you very much, Montana Horseman. I appreciate that. And you've been around since the very beginning, back in before I even started Adamcast. Oh man, everyone's gonna never let go of the black maggot. It was a mistake. It was a debate. I'm just messing. White Lasagna said, sexy little piece of mind. Sounds like 2008. I love it. On another note, did you get that album Fund Jar yet? Not afraid to hound you until you do. I haven't set that up, but I just need to do it. I need to just record it and get that album out there. I will eventually do that. Trust me, I will. I promise I will. Don't worry. Yeah. All right. So, well, man, what have I not played that you guys want to hear?
It's easy to be. I knew there was something else. It's the power in the palm of my pressure and finally I'll take a stand. Oh, yeah. To be.
Thanks for that little bit of salt, Mr. Salt, Mr. S. I appreciate that. His voice changed. I know. I breathed in a little bit of saliva. I was like, caught in my throat mid-song. It is easy to be, though, if you just believe it. I mean, one could argue that it's not easy to be in some places in the world, but... My beard is back. Is my beard back? Is it? I can't. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it comes back fairly quickly, you know? Oh, Bad Goat, thank you so much. Bad Goat just is in chat saying, I don't leave many streams with a smile on my face. Thanks, Adam. It's my pleasure, Bad Goat. It is my pleasure. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave you with one more song. I'm not sure. What song should I end the stream with? I can't really play some Muse because that would be copyright issues. I do love Muse. Eric, I definitely read your comments. What are you talking about? You're not that scary. You're not that scary. Cheers to everyone hanging out. Oh yeah, my pleasure, Walba. The beard is not back. This is not a beard.
Can I have your number? Sitting at the bar, sitting side by side. What's your drink and what's your name? What's your problem? I'll be the blame. I'll be your only. Can I have your number? Have your number? Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's up? with your heart, with your heart, with your heart, with your heart, with your heart.
I've never played that one for you guys. That's called Hello. All right, that is that's the Friday Night Jams. Thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you all very much. You can check me out on my Twitch channel. I do I play video games with some of my best friends. We have been last night I played Outriders. It's a new demo that just came out. It's a game from Square Enix. That song is called Hello. You've never heard that one before. I've never played it before, so that was new for you guys. Montana, the blues-sounding song is probably Melancholy Hellhound that you're thinking about. That was Hello. That was a quick little ditty, a little song that I actually wrote with a good buddy of mine back in New York. And, it was good. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that. You guys are great. I love that. That's why you didn't remember it. Yeah, because I've never played it before. So that was some new. I've been through my songbooks and I drudged up some old stuff, and that was one of the songs that I found. So and my sexy little piece of mind, I played that earlier. So I'll play it again one day for sure. Yeah, I'll add it to the list. It's fun. You say hello as we say goodbye. That's a good tune by the Beatles, isn't it? All right, well, either way, I'm out of here, guys. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are the best. Thank you all very much. I will see you all Monday on AdamCast IRL. Remember, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe below. I have a feeling all the people hanging out here right now have subscribed, so I appreciate you all. You guys are the best. And, I got some super chats. Let me see here. Cougar Kitty, sending some love. We care and support you forever. You will never lose your base. Cougar Kitty, thank you so much. You are the best. I see you constantly supporting me all the time. And I know that you're one of those, one of my base that show up for me every time. You guys are the best. Make 1984 Fiction Again. Thank you for that little flying super pair. I appreciate that. And then Jedi Knight Anakin Cringewalker. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a while. Thanks for the music. Random sci-fi recommendations. Saturn Run. I don't know about Saturn Run. That's pretty cool. All right, thank you all very much. I promise I'll work on my album. I'm terrible at that, but I'll do it. So thank you all very much. I'll see you on my Twitch channel, which is very easy to find. twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. I go live at around 10 p.m. I try to go live. Sometimes I'm a little late, but I play for a few hours with a couple of my buddies. So thank you all so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next time.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.